Yes, sir. This is recorded podcast. If you down, you better get the fuck up right now. We are live. We are alive. We are living. We in the midst of a pandemic, but we still getting into it. Let's fucking go.
This is just the time with a kickstand. Thinking of a plan to get quick bands. Falling in deep with the quicksand. Flag on my ass, no quick brand. I was packing on the pound, got my way up. Hot beef in the streets, had to stay up. Betty Crocker show me how to bake a cake, bro. Doing that, put everything I'll ever stake, bro. Since it's just the time with a kickstand. Thinking of a plan to get quick bands. Falling in deep with the quicksand. Flag on my ass, no quick brand. I was packing on the pound, got my way up. Had to stay up. Betty Crocker show me how to bake a cake, bro. Doing that, put everything I'll ever stake, bro. Back in the day, man, a nigga had ripped jeans. Couldn't afford a new pair, I had broke shoes. Couldn't think about the money, I had broke dreams. Outfit was the match of a crack fiend.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Another day, another podcast. This is Recorded Podcast, that is. Like to thank you for joining us for another episode. I know it's the holiday week. Don't know how many people will be tuning in, but I think this will be a great one. I think this will be a thankful conversation. Just a really good conversation. I'm really thankful for everybody to listen. I'm thankful for the team I'm putting together, whether you know it or not. Shout out to boy G Merrick, Lil Duke, man, the family, all the people that support me and push G Merrick on the artwork. We always talk almost daily about different ideas and how we gonna make it. Lil Duke just sent me text, man. We gonna make it. You know, just a lot of things, a lot of people, man. Anybody that got anybody in their life that they thankful for, make sure you call them. Make sure you hit them up. Make sure you let them know, man. Shout out to my boy Sean. Of course, the wife. Number one supporter. Beautiful wifey, man. I don't know where I would be without her, man. But I hope everybody is doing well. I hope this podcast finds you in good spirits. And if not, I hope it lifts your spirits. I hope, you know, this is recorded. It will go on to be a big brand, a big name, and a big outlet for people to seek positivity and love and light and encouragement. This is recorded. Like, what I really want to do with this is just have something down. You say what you mean what you say. And you just give a feeling of hope and help for people while having real talk, real conversation, man. So thank you to the whole team, whether you know it or not, man. All the people in my life that keep me encouraged. And you that's listening right now, that keeps me encouraged because it lets me know I can keep going. Man, so Corona, you know, Thanksgiving. Fuck everybody who raped, pillaged, and fucked all the Indians over for Thanksgiving. Little history lesson there. But yeah, Thanksgiving, I think for black people with Thanksgiving and stuff mainly too, is that we just, you know, with all the holidays and stuff like that, many people just find an excuse to get together with family. I don't think nobody really digs deep on the whole meaning of this holiday, that holiday, you know, maybe Christmas, stuff like that. But for the most part, they weren't for black people. The 4th of July and all of these things, they weren't for us. So we just kind of find an excuse to eat and have family over and do things. But, of course, Thanksgiving, like, oh, the Indians and the pilgrims came together. Everybody know that's bullshit, you know. So fuck anybody who had anything to deal with that bullshit and that way of life. Fuck you, respectfully. And as far as Thanksgiving goes, man, it seemed like the COVID cases are rising. It's fucking everything up. It's fucking everybody up. But make sure you stay safe, because one thing, you know, that gets fucked up as well, if we're keeping it real, just being to yourself for too long is rough. You know, that's why, you know, I got to keep going. I got to stay consistent, man. This podcast is hard. You know, I couldn't really find a guest this week. But I also like getting on here and testing myself out, seeing if I'm good enough to carry the ship all by myself with nobody. I do everything, the music, the mixing, the mastering. I don't really do none of that, but I find ways to record it, find ways to make it better. And I just think this is recorded is important to the people, to keep them uplifted, to keep them happy, and to keep them thankful, man. So I'm just truly thankful to all the listeners and just pay attention, stay tuned to this is recorded, because this thing is only going to get bigger and better. It's only going to heal more people. It's only going to help more people. It's only going to bring more stories. It's only going to see, you know, this, you know, been going off and on for 3 years, but hey, I still mess with it. I've been staying consistent, and that word consistency and discipline is really, really hard, man. It's so hard to eat right. It's so hard to keep doing the same thing over and over and over, even though you don't know if it's going nowhere. But, you know, everybody sees the meme of, like, the guy, and they both got pitchforks, and one hitting, and he one hit away from the diamond, and the other guy just keeps going fast, even though he's further behind. And that could be a lot of our stories, man. We got to just keep on going, because right when we think we not there anymore, right when we get ready to give up, that's when our breakthrough is coming. Usually when, for my life at least, when some really hard shit is going on, the breakthrough is coming. It's coming real soon. So anybody listening, anybody pay attention, man, your breakthrough is coming. Just stay loyal, stay focused, stay down, and just keep going, man. And I just really, really thank you for listening. This is recorded. We're going to keep this game going. We're going to keep healing. We're going to keep healing. We're going to keep healing, man. That's what we're going to do. So let's keep it going. Sir, I was watching a lot of things of healing. You know, healing has been a constant thing this week. I try to go into the podcast with a vibe and try to talk about things that's going on in my life around the world. And usually I talk with a guest, or, you know, while I do these by myself, I want to talk to what's going on in my life. And I've just been seeing a lot of healing going on. I seen the Young Jeezy and Gucci Man versus battle. But what really was really, really powerful for me was the Will Smith and Aunt Viv conversation on HBO Max. But you can watch the Red Table Talk like I just watched on YouTube. Just type in Will Smith and Aunt Viv, and I'm sure it'll come up, Red Table Talk. And the healing, man, because, you know, Will Smith, you know, he talks about his hurt. And one thing about mental health and healing and things like that, things from our childhood carry on to our adulthood. And it's usually the bad things that we haven't healed from that cause us to lash out, that, you know, something happens that has nothing to do with nothing, and it just brings us back to a bad place. I listened to a Tax Tone podcast. You know, shout out to Tax Tone. He was a really good podcast. He had tax season. He got into some legal trouble. He's fighting for his life right now, and we'll see the outcome with that. And it just was like one time he had a therapist on there. And, you know, us as black people, we don't fuck with therapists. We don't really love therapists. We don't, you know, something's wrong with you if you got to see a therapist. It's just a bad stereotype around therapists. But when he had a therapist on, they had kind of a breakthrough moment, because he was just talking about how he likes to be in control, and when he's not in control, it makes him angry, and he smokes weed, which is a medicine. You know, is weed, anybody that smokes weed every day, they self-medicate, and usually for different things that they can't get over in their life, you know, and they don't want to think about, so they self-medicate. Now, I believe, like, some Rastas and different things can definitely, they just, you know, love it and it's free-spirited. But for the most part, it seemed like most people, black people, are trying to self-medicate to get away from problems in their life and things in their life. So they try to drown it out with the drugs and the alcohol. I don't really consider weed a drug, but you get what I mean. They try to escape their reality. But with Tax Stone, he was saying that he was in an Uber, he was in traffic, and he was telling the guy, don't go this way, and he went that way anyway, and he was so fucking mad that he was like, yo, I could have choked him while he was driving. And he said he could get so mad that he could put himself in danger because he's so mad. And what, you know, the therapist was talking to him and things that happened to his life, and he said that one time when he was a kid, he had all girl cousins and aunts and stuff that was a little bit older, probably cousins, and they one time pulled the sheet over his head and was just beating him up real vicious with a roller skate, like a real roller skate, and just beating him really bad. And then he said ever since that day, he never wanted to feel helpless. So he always struck first. He was the aggressor. He was real ruthless. He would hit women. He didn't care about none of that because he was always around girls. So he didn't see like, oh, you don't hit women, you don't do these things. He just knew that in his life, he never wanted to feel helpless again. So he realized that in that Uber, he felt helpless. He fell back into that childlike state. And I feel like for a lot of us, things that have nothing to do with current situations can bring us back to that childlike state. That state of, well, that happened and I haven't never healed from that is what you're trying to say. But it could come out in a situation that has nothing to do with nothing. So healing is just great, man. Therapy, I feel like damn near Charlemagne now, man. Ever since I tried therapy, and it was for a short amount of time, but it really, really helped me on some real crackhead shit of like, yo, I have a problem and I need to figure this out. Like, it really, really helped me when I finally admitted, like, hey, I'm feeling like depressed, I'm feeling like anxious. These words that I never want to use because I feel like my problem is not the same as somebody else's. But I also listened to a podcast with the Recession podcast with Young Jeezy and Dr. Jess today, who's a psychiatrist, and she was saying that everybody tries to put their feelings on the back burner, like, well, I know mine isn't as bad as somebody else's, but that's one thing we all got to do. We all got to allow ourselves to feel because we feel the way we feel, you know, and it doesn't matter, you know, if you know somebody whose situation is worse or something like that, it's still our feeling. But back to my point at hand is that Will Smith was very childish, you know, and he lost almost everything. He went and he got on the Fresh Prince at 21 after being a rapper, and he spent a lot of his money. He owed the IRS $2 million. He had a lot of trauma from his childhood, and I want you to really watch that and experience that Red Table Talk with him, or watch the HBO Max special, whichever one. The YouTube is free, so maybe you'll watch the Red Table Talk with him. But he talks about things in his childhood on why he tried to be a funny guy and mask a lot of things in his life. And whenever he felt threatened, he would come at you. That doesn't make him happy. That doesn't put him in that happy state. And what happened with the dark-skinned Aunt Viv, how people say on the internet, is that she was going through her own personal trauma. So she wasn't bringing that happy-go-lucky spirit to the set. So when he felt threatened by that, he said, fuck her, get out of here. He gave her a bad name, and they held on to this grudge for 27, 30 years, man. Let that sink in. Imagine you hurting somebody and doing something to somebody for 27 to 30 years. That really sucks. He really put dirt on her name because he was the hottest shit at the time with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And he just really, really hurt her and hurt her legacy. She danced at Juilliard. She was a stage play actress. She could sing. She could dance. She could do everything. But with a snap of a button in this industry of entertainment, especially at that time, early 90s, 90 in 92, 93, for Will Smith to say, you know, don't mess with her. And it's hard enough for her to get a job, a dark-skinned black woman. It was a death sentence, and she says that. And it's so powerful. you have to watch the dialogue between them two, because she really showed genuine hurt and almost like a hatred for him, but they had to come and they had to heal. You know, it was rough that they did it in front of the world, but it was a very important thing for them to do it in front of the world, to show people what it takes and what it feels like and how uncomfortable it can be. You know, life is not meant to be comfortable like that. You know, it's highs, lows, ups and downs. That's why, you know, when you have children and different things, make sure you have them when you're ready, because I promise you, I'm gonna stand on this. The number one reason why people are fucked up is because they dealing with trauma from their childhood. So none of us are gonna be perfect parents, but mentally and lovingly, you gotta make sure you ready for that. You gotta be at peace with yourself. You gotta try to heal those broken wounds in your life, you know, before you have children. Because if not, all you're going to do is give them that hurt, give them that pain, give them that trauma. And you don't want that. You want to give your kid everything you didn't have and more. That's all we want to do when we have children. And that's all we're going to do. But the healing that went on and how powerful and uncomfortable it was. Like, healing is uncomfortable. I tell somebody, you know, you have a messed up knee or something like that, and you know it hurts, but you, after a while, you get used to walking around with it, and you could just walk around with that hurt knee, and, you know, you just deal with it. You give different medicines, or you rub cream, or, oh, when I sit this way or move that way. But when you go in and you really, surgery is one of my biggest fears, is surgery, because I've seen this crazy movie, Awake, and all that. I'll tell y'all another time, but one of my crazy fears is getting surgery, is being under and then coming back and somebody under that control of you. But anyway, when you get surgery, you knocked out, but you going through a lot of pain. It got you drugged up, and then the healing process is hard. It may be like 6 to 8 weeks before you get back to normal, and you got to start from scratch, whether it's your knee or your elbow or whatever, a shoulder. But when you get it finally taken care of, it feels so good. It may feel like brand new. It may feel like a part of your body you never had before, you haven't felt in a long time. And that's what it is for us in life. When we have things from our childhood, when we have things from our past, when we have that uncomfortable conversation with mom, dad, brother, sister, girlfriend, baby mom, grandmother, anything, you know, that could create healing. And that's what we all want to do, and that's what we all trying to do. We all trying to heal from our own separate traumas, our own separate things, and that's what you got to go through, man. Young Jeezy and Gucci Man, that battle, if you watched it, was very awkward and very weird, but it was very real, because what people don't understand is she's like, oh man, Jeezy had a powerful moment, in which he did, when he said, like, he could tell Gucci was coming at him and wanted to go at him and go at him forever. But the thing that we fail to realize is that young Jeezy said, hey, I got $10,000 for anybody that can go get a So Icy chain, Gucci chain. So somebody went out and actually tried to kill Gucci Man. Now, whether that was Jeezy's people or not, the energy was put in the atmosphere. Go get this man and you can get this. So somebody came after him, and Gucci Man had actually killed someone and did not get charged for it because of the fact that it was self-defense. You know, so Jeezy might have been mad because of that, and Gucci Man could have said, fuck you forever. And that's why he kept that same energy when they did the verses. Because it's like, motherfucker, you the reason why somebody tried to kill me. Imagine that traumatic experience of taking a life because they coming to get you. And this person supposedly sent them or said that publicly. You could be fuck you forever. Like, that's why 50 Cent and Ja Rule fuck you forever, because he feels like, hey, y'all niggas try to get somebody to take me out, I will never, ever, ever, which is understandable. But during the verses, Gucci Mane keep training this song, and Jeezy was like, look, man, we could do this all day. We ain't gonna go nowhere. And I think with the verses, what they were trying to do is, it's been a lot of killing and stuff going on, you know, in hip hop lately, man. Rest in peace, King Von. Rest in peace, Mo3. Benny the Butcher, great dude. He got shot. Boosie got shot. It's just so much traumatic and horror going on with the hip hop music. We love the stories because we love, you know, I think we love and we're attracted to the violence is because we love a good come up story. We love a good fuck you, I'm gonna do it my way and I'm standing up. Everybody loves the bravery of like, I'm gonna hustle, I'm gonna shoot a nigga, do this, do that, I'm gonna do whatever it takes. I think everybody has that in them subconsciously, whether they don't want to really be in the streets, but they have that in them that like, man, I just love that, like, I'm gonna do whatever the fuck it takes to be at the top. Everybody loves that. I think that's why we're attracted to the violence and all the pain and the killing and the robbing and the drugs and the self-medicating with the pills and the lean. I think it's because we all have that in our head of like, man, I'll be like, fuck it too sometime. That's why we all relate to that kind of music. But we all got to get to that place of healing, man. Thanksgiving is going to be rough, man. A lot of people aren't going to see their family because of COVID. A lot of people have issues with their family, and it's going to remind them around Thanksgiving. A lot of people have lost family. It's going to remind them around Thanksgiving. But we all got to heal. We all got to take that time to just heal and love, and we just got to vibrate higher.
Every boy and girl won't let to man. When you feel you're done, about the best you can. Motherfuck the wagon, don't join the band. Vibrate, vibrate higher.
Yes. We all got to vibrate higher, y'all. It's just that, you know, when I drive around Atlanta, when I drive around my neighborhood, you know, it's frustrating sometimes down the street by the Walmart by my house. There's so much homelessness and stuff like that and people, you know, asking for money. But, you know, lately, when I see somebody doing real bad, I don't even see the grown person no more. I see the child. I see, you know, and it's hard for me to look in their eyes, but I see, like, what happened, you know, that you ended up here, you know, begging for money. We never know, you know, so we can't look down on these people or nothing like that. We never know what happened in their life that they ended up here, you know, begging for money. You know, it's sad, but we got to look at people like, hey, when they were that child, they did not know that this was going to end up this way. In some way, along the way of life, that child was hurt. That child had to just, you know, whatever they went through, it just ended up with for them begging for money on the side of the street or being, you know, made a fool of because they tripping out off of drugs. And I just think of the child. And I think that, you know, we all, none of us is better than the next person. We all got healing. We all can do better. We all can love better. We all can just reach out to the strong person and we all could love and we could all count our blessings each day because in the blink of an eye, it could all be gone. So lately, I've just been practicing gratitude just for everything, for an ache, for a pain, for this, for that, for anything, because it could be way worse, you know. It's a million and one things we could complain about in our life and say, oh, I hate this, I hate that, this is this way, that's that way, nothing's going right. But for that, somebody would die to be in your position, listening right now, your position, somebody would die to be in it, because it's better than theirs. And we also know somebody's situation that's better than ours. So let's just live in our situation and find ways to make it better. Find ways to love better. Find ways to grow better. Whatever it is you want in your life, manifest it. I had a real big breakthrough, you know, when I had Divine Eye Media on here. We was talking about manifestation, and I was feeling good off of my therapy and things like that, and really manifesting things in your life. And that discipline and consistency is hard as fuck, but if you keep it going, you'll be surprised at the results. I do little things of like, you know, I got to call the school, I got to do this, I got to do that. Thing, I was a big procrastinator, but I found the more and more I get stuff done, the more and more I'm consistent. I didn't want to really do this podcast today by myself, but that consistency, I've been dropping every Wednesday. Don't stop now, Reggie. Even if you got to go on your own, keep going. So for you, I also listen to podcasts all day. I listen to Etcetera's with Kevin Durant. Great podcast for somebody just starting out. 5-6 episodes in, but they have real good, real talk. And they talk to 40, Drake's engineer, producer, been with him since the beginning, so far gone days. And he talks about do the best with what you got. He said he got all this special equipment bullshit, but it really don't matter. He said you could do almost everything off your phone. What you listening to, the device, probably through your phone, you could do almost anything through. He said, do the best with what you got. And that's what I've been trying to do the most. And you know what? Comparison is the devil. You know, it really can get in your head and you can compare like, oh, my music ain't like this person. My this ain't like that person. My food ain't like this person. My love ain't like this relationship. Where I'm at, my life ain't like this. But you got to be grateful for where you're at. You can't worry about everybody else. And if you stay consistent and if you stay disciplined, which is hard as fuck, but if you do it, you stay on your grind, you stay on your marathon, like Nipsey said, man, King Nipsey, man, you never know. You never know. But you have a life that many would just wish and hope and dream of. So you just got to stay focused. You got to stay running your marathon. You got to keep those blinders on and keep your tunnel vision and stay straight. And I just, man, I can't thank y'all enough, man, for just taking the time out, especially if you this far in the episode, to just listen, man, and just really vibe with me. This is recorded, tell a friend to tell a friend. We got that August 4th photography taking off. I'm going to put it in the bio. Shout out to Taste of Essence, you know, if you're in the Baltimore area. Shout out to Toya. I got to get the Butte brow bar in there, so if you're getting something, I gotta put that in the, you know, DMs, or gotta put that in my bios or Instagram. Go back and listen to that episode. That's the last episode. But just keep yourself going no matter what, man. I didn't think people like to listen to me just talk, but some people listen to it, man. I try to keep it short, you know, lunch break or something, 30 minutes. But, man, stay consistent and do the best with what you got. Don't, oh, I need this, I need that. Of course you want to upgrade. But in the meantime, man, that's what we love so much about hip-hop and stuff like that, man. They ain't have shit. They was beating on the tables. They was doing this. They rigged the tape machine this way to make it sound that way. And they don't do things by the rules. They make it as they go. And you make your life as you go and heal. You know, if you can afford therapy, try it, you know, see if it's for you. But if not, try different ways, go for walks, get that sunlight. You know, we might be in a lockdown, but make sure you do things to keep your mind sharp. Start drawing, start painting, keep a journal, do whatever it is it takes. But just stay strong, stay consistent, and vibrate higher. And this is recorded. Every boy and girl want that to man. When you feel you've done about the best you can, motherfuck the wagon, come join the band. Vibrate, vibrate higher. Every boy and girl want that to man. When you feel you've about the best you can, motherfuck the wagon, come join the band. Vibrate, vibrate.